you, we on the Johnny B Show. B Show. Johnny B. Johnny B. Johnny B. B Show. When you're on Johnny B Show, one of the greatest shows in the history of mankind.
What's the point?
It's delicious. It's fabulous. It's scintillating. It's exciting.
Wow, baby.
I hear a blues album on.
Waffles?
Tacos. Tacos.
I don't know what tacos is.
Some people serve duck.
Yeah, it'd be Slim Fast.
Probably your Italians would serve sausage.
You little liar, don't you lie.
You little liar, Lorenzo.
You don't. You lie to Rosella.
Don't you dare lie to me.
You don't lie to her.
I might be too heavy for her.
Oh, wow. I'm saying wow.
And the cows call to the bulls. Works for me.
I think it works.
I was hanging out at a local bar in Wisconsin, and there was a kid walking around the bar with his nuts out. See, I've got my 20-foot Ranger. That's all I got.
Oh, you got the Ranger?
Yeah, 20-foot Ranger. You bet.
Oh, crepe's sake.
Good night, Chicago!
Hey, as I was saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, how's it going? I'm Jonathan Brandmeier, and how many times have you heard someone say, man, I'm a great singer. Want to hear me sing?
Lying beside you, the feeling your heart beat with mine.
And you said, no, you're not a good singer. And they say, oh yeah, I am. And you say, no. Well, you should hear yourself sing. Maybe you'll know that you're not a good singer.
Since she put out me, I've been down, I've been out doing my hair.
All right. Well, we've got something for you on the infomercial show. This is the part of the show where I let these people who come up with these crazy inventions try to sell them to you. This guy right now, his name is Byron Cancelmo. Is that your name, Byron?
It's Byron Cancelmo. You got it close.
Cancelmo. I like it that better. Can we call you Cancelmo?
Anything you want.
All right, Cancelmo.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, Cancelmo, let me tell you this. You've invented something called the Vocal Acoustic Monitor, or we call it VAM.
Correct.
It helps, here's what it says here now, it helps singers hear how they sound when they're on stage, right?
That's correct.
Now, I have one in front of me that you have sent me, and it seems to me that singers already have in-ear monitors for their...
Yeah, absolutely.
What's difference then of this with this and that?
Well, you know, I never intended on competing with ear and monitors. I mean, certainly if you have the money and you play those kind of shows, those are great. I mean, there's really no beating the ear and monitors. But some folks actually don't prefer ear and monitors. They'd rather have a good monitor system. They feel that the in-ear monitors may hurt their ears over time or create an issue down the road. With the VAM, it's just sort of your natural voice hitting a reflector shield, sending it right back to your ear. So it's kind of like the natural, your hands in front of your face, covering your mouth and ear. So you can hear yourself no matter what the environment is. So you're not in control of an electronic device or somebody at the soundboard, raising your thumb up in the air like louder or putting your thumb down lower. It's just your voice is just always there. And so the live aspect of the vocal acoustic monitor is sort of, the packaging sort of promotes that with, you got a guy standing on the front with the thing attached to a microphone, where that was sort of the last thing I designed into the product was to use it with a mic.
Now, here's what we need to explain. One, I think you made a good point. In-ear monitors are expensive. This is not expensive. What does the VAM cost?
The VAM retails for $29.99 and comes with vocal exercises.
See, there you go. There, right there is the difference. $29.99, you cannot beat the difference right there. Now, but to make it very clear to people, and by the way, we're giving one away if you're a singer out there or think you are a singer out there, except for...
You may think that I'm talking foolish.
I don't want this guy calling. This guy, do not call.
That I'm wild,
no.
And I'm free.
I don't care how many... You're not singing. All right, listen to me. So we are giving one away. You do what? You take a microphone and you put this piece on top of your microphone.
Exactly. The threaded section beneath the ball, the screen, you just, via the windscreen, you just sort of unscrew the ball. There's a threaded shaft there, and there's a hole diameter that's designed proportional to most of those threaded diameters, like the Shure microphones, the Audio-Technicas, your Radio Shack microphones all share relatively the same threaded. And so there's a little collar at the base of the threads. So this unit just slides down the shaft, sits on that collar. It becomes essentially a washer between the microphone shaft and the windscreen.
Hey, who's that dude on the cover of this package? Is that you?
That's actually Jamie Vendera. I sent him prototypes early on just to make sure I was onto something. And he was like, dude, this thing's amazing. He was seen on Mythbusters shattering wine glasses earlier this year, dispelling that myth, and he did that in France as well. And he's like, dude, I want to be your poster child for this product. And you know, it was just music to my ears. They have a voice coach, you know, world renowned, who travels with bands, and you know, helps their vocals on the road. Is a guy that's backing this product that no one's ever seen before. It's sort of a celebrity type.
Yeah, this is weird because I see where you put the mic. Let me see where you put that on. I see you put it over the top. You got to admit though, it looks a little odd, doesn't it? I mean,
that's the thing too. It's like, you know, forget about live. You know, what about practice when it's just so loud? You know, you can't concentrate, and you know, generally you don't have your ear and monitors set up in a practice environment. This is just perfect.
This is really weird, man. I still don't get how it goes in. I don't see how it blocks out the sound. It looks like he's drinking out of a wine glass. It looks like he's put a mic into a wine glass and he's just singing into it.
Yeah. You know, I've got quite a few bands that are using it in different parts of the country, and they're emailing me back saying, you know, I did use this thing live, and I can't see myself not using it anymore. They're paying more attention to the sound coming up that than they are the actual monitors or speaker systems. And they say it's a great icebreaker between them and the audience. The audience, you know, love talking about it in between sets. You know, they embrace it. They said it makes total sense. It looks great on the mic. It looks great on stage, you know, with the lights hitting it. Create some translucencies and various.
Yeah, it's acrylic. You can see through it, and certainly, and it's all you do is snap it onto the mic and begin singing. And once again, you can hear what you sound like to other people. You get to hear exactly what you sound like to other people. Hold on a second. The infomercial continues. It's called VAM, the vocal acoustic monitor, VAMacoustics.com. VAMacoustics.com. And you can see what they look like if you're sitting there in front of the computer now. What is your name?
Gianna.
Yeah, Gianna, what up?
Hi.
No, I know your name, Byron. I'm talking to the listeners calling in. Gianna, yes.
I was wondering if I could get one of those because I'm an aspiring singer, and I think that would be a big help. And I'd be happy to sing for you.
Let me ask you something, Gianna, and be completely honest. Do you understand what I'm talking about right now? Because I'm looking at it, and it's hard to figure out what it is, but I understand what it does. Now I see it. Do you understand what it is?
Yeah, I mean, singers need that all the time. Like, if you need to be able to hear yourself, I mean, plugging your ear is one thing. A lot of people say that, but actually having a device that could actually hear yourself sing would be a lot easier.
All right, I have some karaoke track for you here. I'd like to hear you sing. If you actually are a singer, I will know it in a minute, and Byron will be able to give you one of these. Will you sing?
Right.
Here's what I've got. I'll give you three choices.
You've
lost the love and feeling. You are so beautiful, or the greatest love of all right now.
Got anything in my Honda? I'm a little younger.
All right, hold on a minute.
Okay.
Let's see here. Let's get all the karaoke we got out here. How about... Poke Salad Annie. Yeah. Hey, Byron, I want Poke Salad Annie. That's a good one. Let's see. Bare Naked Ladies. Let's see. Barracuda by heart. Let's see.
I want some Kelly Clarkson or something like that.
Kelly Clarkson I can do.
All right. Well, just do it without it because I don't think Carrie, she has a karaoke out yet, but go ahead.
Okay. Because of you, I never stray too far from the sidewalk. Because of you, never take... Oh, my God. I can't.
Not bad, actually.
Well,
that's
not
good.
Bad. Now, it's right over here. But right now, wait a minute. But if you heard yourself singing, you would know where you're getting off, right?
Right.
Is that right, Byron?
Yes.
She would be able to hear herself and go, I'm about to deviate from the tonage.
Yeah, I mean, if you go to the website and you look at the shape of the vocal acoustic monitor, take both hands, put one in front of your mouth, and curve the other one up to your ear and speak
into
it. Yeah. That's what it is.
Because it all the time, and it works.
Yeah, as soon as your voice hits your palm and it swings up to your ear, imagine that 10 to 1,000 times clear. It's literally like wearing headphones in a studio, singing to yourself. It's that clear, that crisp, no echo, no reverb. It's just pure. It's you.
Hold on, Gianna. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, Johnny. Me and my girlfriend host a karaoke show, Phoenix Blonde Entertainment, and we'd love one of those. We got two big speakers, but we don't have a monitor that singers can hear themselves.
Yeah, virtually no karaoke.
So it works for karaoke.
Monitor systems. Absolutely.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I can't see the labels on these. What about Bootalicious? Who wants to sing Bootalicious? Yeah. Anyway, I want to give these away. There's no doubt about it. So I'm going to hold it. How many can you give me to give away?
I can give you about five.
Give me five. Give me five to give away, and we will give them away to the people who actually sing and actually need to have these things, need to hear how they sound to other people. If you want to look at it, go to vamacoustics.com. Byron Cancelmo, the man who invented the vocal acoustic monitor. And it's really on sale for $29.95. Is that correct?
$29.99.
Every cent counts. $29.99, the one and only. Byron, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Just one more thing.
Yes, sir.
The colored units, I felt like the black carbon fiber and the wood burls and the red. When you're on stage and singers, like I'm trying to promote guitarists, drummers to get up there and sing, you're more valuable to the band by singing. You know, even if you just talk, hit the low ends. But if you're shy about the way your face looks when you're opening and you're flapping your lips, have this sort of masquerade. You get a black carbon fiber, a wood burl, it'll decorate your gear. And it'll build confidence in your singing habits. And you can use it without a microphone at home. Just sing into it a cappella with live gear. I mean, it's like a vocal booth. It's like a PA system without the power.
Take a look at it. I will guarantee you, at the end of the show today, you're going to sell a lot of these. I guarantee it. Guarantee it.
Johnny, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate the call.
Thank you, sir. I love inventors. People who invent things for people who now want to hear what they sound like to other people. It's called Vocal Acoustic Monitor. VAM. VAMacoustics.com.
Mama, I just shot a man, put a gun up to his head, pull the trigger, now he's dead. Mama, wait, Donald, life has just begun, I see we're gonna throw it all away. Mama, didn't mean to make you cry. If I'm not back in this time tomorrow, carry on.
All right, he can't have one. He can't, but you can. 591-ROCK, 591-ROLL. Dial it up, I'll look for some music for you to sing. I might be able to get to you guys in a minute. But right now, you two.
Oh, man. In gray,
guys will be able to have one of these either. Nope, you must be able to sing a little bit to hear how you sound to other people.
Since a sheep
be gone, alright, you're not getting anything. You get zero. VAMacoustics.com.
Chicago's rock station.
I'm a black dog man. 97.9.
The Loop.